Top 10.
Radio station in Dallas. I just wonder if I could ask you a couple questions about the scene out here. Would y'all be open to that? And what's your name? What's your first name?
Germ.
Germ? Okay, Germ here. Germ's got a blue Mondale Ferraro Blue Crew shirt on, and you're starting some dreadlocks, I see. Now, how's that working for you? Well, okay. Okay, look at me. Do I look like I know what I'm talking about around here?
No.
Do I look like I belong here?
Sure, why not?
Is this all about... Describe the scene to me out here, man. Germ, right? Describe the scene to me. What's going on around here?
It's pretty weak.
Is it? Why is it weak?
First of all, there's no beats out here.
What's a beat?
You know, like some turnies or some drums.
Okay, so like music.
Yeah, out on the lot pretty much.
Okay. And now wait, who's your friend here? What's your name? What's your first name?
Eduardo.
Eduardo, I noticed, look. I've seen these earlier. What are these things? What are these glass things?
They're pipes.
Pipes?
I was describing them.
You put your pot in those things, right?
You can smoke crack.
Like what else?
Let's see, Deemsters, you can smoke Salvia, you can smoke...
Okay, so lots of variety of products. Now, I've got short hair. You know, I'm just a middle-class kind of guy. This is my first rock concert I've ever been to. I'm not lying. I've seen a lot of country concerts and stuff. You know, I've seen Willie. Do you like Willie?
No.
You don't like Willie?
I like Willie.
Willie hangs out and stuff like this.
Come on. You're always on my mind.
That's a good song. Now, if I wanted to do dreads, if I wanted to make dreadlocks for my hair, what would I need to do?
You need to be half black or black.
Okay. Now, I heard earlier that I wouldn't be able to find any hippies out here. Do you consider yourself a hippie?
Hell no.
What is a hippie?
I'm more of a haver.
What's a haver? Tell the city of Dallas what a haver is.
Oh, that's like the combination of a hippie and a raver.
Oh. Hey, what's your name? What's your first name?
Kristen.
Okay, you've got a lighter in your hand and something in your lap, and... Oh, whoa! Wait a minute, what is that?
Okay, are you a cop? Because you have to tell me.
No, look. No, I am not a cop. I've got a VIP pass and this working pass, and I'm hanging out. We're really with the radio station in Dallas.
You really don't know what it is.
No, look, I grew up in an upper middle class neighborhood in Dallas. I went to private schools, I went to college, I got my master's degree I'm working on right now. I'm wearing Abercrombie, Fitch, and Brooks Brothers. And do you actually think that I know what I'm talking about out here?
I guess not. I don't know. What do you want to know?
Oh, tell me a little bit about this in your hand here. I'm a little bit uncomfortable with this because being the middle-class conservative voted for George Bush kind of guy, I'm really not kind of familiar with this, nor do I don't know if I like it, but tell me about it.
Okay, well, I also have to say that I'm not very comfortable telling someone who voted for George Bush about my drug use habits. I mean, no offense, but like, if we're so far apart from each other on the political spectrum, like, how do I know that you're really going to understand me when I try to explain this?
But why did we have to let that get in between us? Why can we not just have a great conversation as friends? I mean, isn't that why we're out here, just being friends?
Well, I guess I usually don't talk into microphones to my friends, so I'm sort of confused.
Y'all from Dallas? Hey, all right. What are y'all doing up here? What's your name? What's your first name?
Barry.
Barry? What's your first name?
I'm David.
David.
What's your first name?
Miguel.
What about you?
I'm here for the Goo Balls.
The what?
Goo Balls.
Who are they?
They're things that you eat. They're little, what do you call them? Hors d'oeuvres? Concert hors d'oeuvres?
Goo Balls? Where is a Goo Ball? What is a Goo Ball?
I don't know. I'm here to find out. They're highly elusive.
Oh, there's a Goo Ball right there. Can we pass a Goo Ball over here? No? What is that? Oh, mushroom chocolate. We won't pass that around. I know about that. I'm not that naive. What's your first name?
My name's Ashley.
Ashley, are you from Chicago as well? Oh, wait. There goes our friend right there. She's taken. Oh, wow.
I'm from Georgia.
Georgia?
Yeah.
What brings you out here?
See you.
Oh, so you go to see you as well. Okay, so you just out here enjoying the scene?
Yeah, totally.
Now your friend right here is partaking in something. Are you partaking in this as well?
Partake, but I'm not partaking today.
Why is that? Is it a decision?
To pass a drug test.
Oh, are you trying to get a job?
Yeah.
You know, I took one of those about a month ago, and I passed with flying colors. I've never used this substance. I've never used a drug in my life. I'm a little awkward out here.
Do you want to get...
No, I think I'll pass. I'm just going to say no to drugs.
Good.
That was my favorite line. It's when he's like, well, I want to let you know that I've never touched a drug in my life. And she's like, you want to get high? All right, well, speaking of a guy who's never touched a drug in his life, TV Tim is getting ready to do his show. So we got to see what's going on with him next, as well as perhaps have a little time to discuss a junk sport. That's next on the P1 Wild Ass Circus on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
This drama contains adult language.